Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The new budget forecast shows a larger surplus for the next 2 years, but a $3 billion deficit for the end of the decade. DFL House Leader Zach Stevenson says federal cuts and tax benefits for the rich will make it tougher to balance the books.
What we're seeing happening at the federal level is a gutting of services, of people's health care, food benefits, and other things. So as we look to figure out how to deal with our budget deficit going forward, we should look at those people who are benefiting so immensely.
Republican House Floor Leader Harry Nisca says don't blame President Trump for the deficit here. This is all on the Democrats.
Spending an $18 billion surplus, raising taxes, new mandates, billions of dollars in fraud, to try to blame that all on Trump requires staggering mental gymnastics. And I should certainly hope that the people of Minnesota are tired of it.
Both sides agree tackling the fraud problem will go a long way in eliminating the deficit. The pretrial hearing for the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson will not continue today in New York. The judge says Luigi Mangione is sick and the court hearing will resume on Monday. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to 9 state charges, including the murder of 50-year-old Thompson from Maple Grove. Prosecutors say Mangione shot Thompson in the back last December 4th in Midtown Manhattan. His defense team is trying to get evidence thrown out. Mangione also faces charges in federal court and the state of Pennsylvania. Minnesota farmers are exploring crop rotation changes to tap into the growing market for sustainable aviation fuel. According to Minnesota Farm Bureau President Carolyn Olson, some producers are considering planting wintered camelina, a cool season oilseed crop, as a potential feedstock for SAF. In other headlines, a new adult-use cannabis dispensary is opening today in Victoria. Shane Donhauer says Min Organics is the first state-licensed retailer in Carver County.
We are super excited. We're starting off with vape disposables, vape cartridges, and also adult-use edibles. Flower and pre-rolls will come slightly after. We're here in mid-December to end of December.
Min Organics has a cannabis partnership with the Prairie Island Indian community. Congressman Brad Finstead is co-sponsoring legislation that would create a permanent federal tuition assistance program for members of the Air National Guard. It would be consistent with the tuition assistance program already available to the Army National Guard. Republican Finstead says the STATUS Act will ensure deserved benefits and recognition reach all members of the National Guard who have answered the call to serve our great nation. This is MNN.